This idea was submitted by Benson Smythe, and for it, I wanted to make it so that I was as irresistible as possible to my partner, and I was just trying to do like the ultimate seduction. But the thing is, I'm a woman, and so the way I had to go about it is, what would I think would be the ultimate seduction? Which is a little tricky. So I did have to consult a guy for it. And I told him, you know, I want this to be as hot as possible, like where there is no way that, you know, No Nut November can even happen. So it's a little different than what I had originally. The part where she's talking to him while he's playing the game and she asks him to finger her, I did not have that originally. I did not have the cunnilingus part either. And that actually makes a lot of sense, because if I was trying to distract myself and I didn't want to have sex or anything, and then my hand was suddenly put on like a hard cock, I'm not gonna say, okay, I'm gonna go do something else now. No, I would say, I want that. So it makes sense. The fingering makes a lot of sense. Then there's the bet where if he fails, then she gets him all month long. If he wins, then he gets her the next month. I did not think of that, and that is an amazing idea. I can see why that would be the ultimate motivation. And it's a win-win. Now, what I had originally was that if he won, he would get $500. If he didn't win, then she would just get him all month. But I can see how $500 is not as great as like having your own free use slut the next month that you can have anytime, whenever you want. that's really good motivation for me personally. Because I'd be like, okay, every day please, come here. Now, something else I did not have is while she's watching the porn, she asks him to finger her. I had it where she was just fingering herself in front of him. And again, I can see why that would turn him on, because he's right up against it. He can smell it, touch it. So I can see why that would turn him on. I think those are the only changes that were made. Maybe there are more. But yeah, I'm glad that I consulted a guy for it. And hopefully it does the trick. Because seriously, fuck No Nut November. I don't want any of you guys to win. It's pointless. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not gonna go on and on about it, but I really hate it. I would though, I'm a performer. Why would I like it? Now, what's funny about this idea is I had my own idea that I was eventually going to do for my Patreon, and that was where it was basically this. I had said in the commentary for Helping You Finish that something that really turns me on is turning someone else on and doing whatever it takes to turn them on and maybe going to extremes to do it. And I find that so hot myself, and I get turned on if I'm turning someone else on. So for me, that's a win-win. So this was something that I was originally going to do, the $500 bet. And it originally was going to be between two friends, and she was just trying to get him to basically fuck her any way she could. And there was $500 on the table. But I think I still do need to do an audio with friends who have never been intimate in any way, where one of them is trying to seduce the other, because I do find that idea hot. And where they've always been friendly, but then one of them does something to get the other one horny. I really love that idea. So I'm gonna do that at some point.